For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. J.D. Vance has formally accepted the Republican Party's nomination for vice president.
My friends, tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was, and with God's grace, what it will soon be again.
The Ohio senator addressed the GOP convention tonight in Milwaukee. He spoke about his growing up in a low-income household to joining the Marines, going to college, and later helping workers and businesses. Vance said the next Trump administration has a heart for these issues and will help people with their needs.
When I was in the fourth grade, a career politician by the name of Joe Biden supported NAFTA, a bad trade deal that sent countless good jobs to Mexico. When I was a sophomore in high school, that same career politician named Joe Biden gave China a sweetheart trade deal that destroyed even more good American middle-class manufacturing jobs. When I was a senior in high school, that same Joe Biden supported the disastrous invasion of Iraq. And at each step of the way, in small towns like mine in Ohio or next door in Pennsylvania or Michigan, in states all across our country, jobs were sent overseas and our children were sent to war.
Speaking of children, Vance did address his.
Some people tell me I've lived the American dream, and of course they're right, and I'm so grateful for it. But the American dream that always counted most was not starting a business or becoming a senator or even being here with you fine people, though it's pretty awesome. My most important American dream was becoming a good husband and a good dad, of being able to give. Thank you. I wanted to give my kids the things that I didn't have when I was growing up, and that's the accomplishment that I'm proudest of. That tonight, I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Usha, an incredible lawyer and a better mom, and our three beautiful kids, Ewan, who's 7, Vivek, who's 4, and Mirabelle, who's 2. Now, they're back at the hotel, and kids, if you're watching, Daddy loves you very much, but get your butts in bed.
Near the end of his speech, Vance said, "We won't agree on every issue, not even the people in this room." But he said, everyone can agree they want this nation to thrive for centuries to come.
We're done, ladies and gentlemen, catering to Wall Street. We'll commit to the working man. We're done importing foreign labor. We're going to fight for American citizens and their good jobs and their good wages. We're done buying energy from countries that hate us. We're going to get it right here from American workers in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and across the country. We're done sacrificing supply chains to unlimited global trade, and we're going to stamp more and more products with that beautiful label, Made in the USA. We're going to build factories again, put people to work making real products for American families made with the hands of American workers. Together, we will protect the wages of American workers and stop the Chinese Communist Party from building their middle class on the backs of American citizens.
Vance later promised that he will never forget where he came from and the Americans that still live in those communities. Donald Trump will address Milwaukee tomorrow night, and Lord willing, we'll have coverage. Until then, visit AFN.net for more information.